This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget, indeed. And our current series, The Peace of the Father. And today, we're looking in Colossians, the third chapter, and we're at verse 12. We've been in Colossians, the third chapter, for a few days now, but I've come back to verse 12 because I want to split this up into five parts, A, B, C, D, and E. This is what verse 12 says. Since God chose you to be the holy people he loves, you must clothe yourselves with tender-hearted mercy, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Now, I've just slipped over the beginning of that verse, almost as though it doesn't appear there, but it does. Every time we read Scripture, every word counts. Not just some of the words, but every word counts. Because it is the inspired Word of God. Paul is saying, since God chose you. Do you believe that? You are chosen by God. You have been chosen by God. He's picked you out. He's seen there and looked at you, and he's seen you in your sin and in your shame. He's seen you in your depression. He's seen you when you are on the floor, not knowing what to do. And he points his finger directly at you. And he says, you are chosen. I picked you. Since God chose you, says Colossians, the third chapter, verse 12. Since he chose you to be the holy people he loves, that means that you are a holy person. You are set apart for God. You are holy. You've been chosen, and you're holy. Being a person who is set apart and holy, being a person who is chosen, and being a person that he loves. And he loves you so much. So if you are on the floor, you can just pick yourself up. Pick yourself up now and look heavenward, because you have been chosen, you are holy, and he loves you. Paul goes on to say, in this awesome verse, Colossians, the third chapter, verse 12, he says, you must clothe yourselves with tender-hearted mercy, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. And we're going to go through these one at a time. And today, I'm going to look at tender-hearted mercy. Two things are going on there. Firstly, your heart needs to be tender. And I love the analogy of the clothing, where Paul says you've got to clothe yourselves in these things. You've got to be clothed in it. You've got to be wearing it all the time. You see, when you choose clothing to wear in the morning, before you go out and do your work, whatever you're going to do, go to school, go to college, you pick clothing you're going to wear. So you put on these different things. And you look at yourself in your mirror and you think, yep, that'll do. That looks nice. So you've clothed yourself in these clothing. And so you walk out the front door. You can't change your clothing as you're walking down the street toward the train station or you're getting in your car. You can't just suddenly change your mind because now you're out. You've gone. So you're wearing what you're wearing to work. And you get to work, you get to college, school, whatever it is. And you go in and someone might well say, oh, you look nice today. You're wearing clothes that you made a decision that you put on. So Paul is using this analogy to saying, this is what you've got to do. You've got to clothe yourself. You've got to put on tender-hearted mercy. You've got to physically put it on. You've got to make a decision as you get up in the morning and you walk out after your shower that today you are going to wear tender-hearted mercy. Today, your heart is going to be tender. That means there's going to be no conflict. That means that you're not going to get angry. That means that you're not going to get fed up with someone. That means that someone who has hurt you, you're going to be merciful toward them. That means that your heart is going to be tender. That means so much. And you can't take it off. Once you put your tender-hearted mercy on in the morning, you can't change because you're wearing it. You're wearing it as a badge. And so what does that mean? Wearing tender-hearted mercy, it means that you've got to stop before you get cross. Someone says something that annoys you, that irritates you. You've got to be merciful toward them. You've got to stop and think and say, hang on a minute, I'm wearing tender-hearted mercy here. And I know this, when Paul advocates that you do this, it's because he knows Almighty God is right behind you to help you do it. In Romans, the 12th chapter and the second verse, Paul talks about changing your mind. He talks about conforming your mind. But what he does say is let God change the way you think. Let God change the way you think. Therefore, we can say this, let God help to clothe you in tender-hearted mercy. Just say, let God. Let God. Say it again. Let God. Let God help you as you clothe yourself in this first thing that we're looking at, tender-hearted mercy. This is part A. We'll look at part B on the next broadcast. Kindness. Part C will be humility. Part D will be gentleness. And part E will be patience. But today, we're looking at tender-hearted mercy. Being merciful. Letting your heart be tender instead of being hard. A lot of us, we get hurt, we get jaded, we get pushed down. We find that our hearts, to try and preserve ourselves, to try and protect ourselves, what we do is we harden our hearts. And by hardening our hearts, we build a wall around ourselves that no one can penetrate. so we're safe. We can't be hurt anymore because our hearts are hard. Now we are changing. We are taking off the clothing of hardness of heart. We are taking off the clothing of bitterness, and we are not going to put it on it again. In actual fact, what we're doing is taking off the clothing of hardness of heart, of bitterness, and we're putting it in the bin. And it's going in the garbage can. And it's going to be taken to the celestial dump where it will be burned. Because we want no part of that anymore. That rubbish goes in Jesus' name. And on it we replace the clothing of tender-hearted mercy. When someone comes to you and is nasty to you, what do? You radiate love to that person. You radiate mercy. You allow that person to see your heartbeat. Because now it is tender. It's no longer hard in the name of Jesus. You allow that person to begin to understand where you're coming from because you are changing. And when you are loving towards someone, what is their reaction? They can do many things. They can walk away, they can stand there, they can do whatever they want. But when you're being loving toward them, when you're showing them tender-hearted mercy, it takes the wind out of their sails. And there's no way they can come back at you because they are nonplussed. They didn't expect it. And because you're showing them love, perhaps that person is want to know what power that love comes from, and you can tell them. You can say you are clothing yourself in tender-hearted mercy because that is what God has chosen for you to do. Why? Because He's chosen you. And you are a holy people. And what's more, He loves you. Colossians, the third chapter, verse 12. Since God chose you to be the holy people He loves, you must clothe yourselves with tender-hearted mercy. Now, Paul is using the word must here. In other words, he's saying, because you've been chosen, because you're a holy people, because you, I'm talking to you now, because you are holy, because you are set apart, you have to do this. You don't have a choice. It's the only way to live. And I believe this in the name of Jesus. If you were to leave your house clothed in tender-hearted mercy and in kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, if you were to leave your house dressed that way, the depression would no longer be there. In the name of Jesus. Feeling that you are on the floor, feeling that you are worthless, all of that would disappear because now you know you are priceless. Nothing to do with being worthless. Now you are priceless. And why are you priceless? Because the living God Himself, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, loves you so much that not only has He chosen you, not only are you holy, but He loves you. How amazing is that? This is the day when you take off the clothing of bitterness. You take off the clothing of hatred. You take off the clothing of a hardness of heart. and you dress. Wearing that clothing, those royal robes of tender-hearted mercy. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word today. Lord God Almighty, you are amazing, and we give you the glory, and we give you the honor, and we say thank you, Father, for we have grateful hearts. Thank you for changing lives, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen and amen.